Madam President.
Thank you very much. I would like to recall two things at this juncture. The first is that we are now focusing on the accurate reflection of everybody's recommendations. So we would like to ask every delegation to look at whether their own recommendations are correctly reflected in the document. And secondly, I would like to say what you all know, which is that substantive comments can be made during the consideration and adoption of the final outcome at the June-July session at the Human Rights Council in the plenary. So having said that, is there anybody who wants to make a comment on the way their own recommendations are reflected in this document? That doesn't seem to be the case, so the document is adopted as such. Thank you very much. Now, you know, the usual practice is that Spain should indicate in due time a clear position on all the recommendations, and at the latest at the 44th session of the Human Rights Council in June-July 2020. I now give the floor to His Excellency Mr. Carlos Dominguez Diaz, Ambassador and Deputy Permanent Representative of Spain to the United Nations Office and other international organizations in Geneva, for any final remarks he may wish to make. You have the floor, sir.